Mary, and of her was born Jesus, who is called Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Very dear faithful, today we commemorate the birth of our Blessed Mother. In the course of the liturgical year, there are only three times that we celebrate a birth: Our Lord's, Our Lady's, and St. John the Baptist. Of course, our Lord, being the Son of God, is three times holy and therefore free of sin. St. John the Baptist, we read, leapt in the womb of his mother, St. Elizabeth, when she heard the greeting of Our Lady. St. Luke tells us that she was filled with the Holy Spirit, as would have been St. John, since he leapt with joy at the voice of the Blessed Virgin. Being filled with the Holy Spirit would mean automatically that they were freed of sin. But Holy Scripture does not tell us that St. John the Baptist was immaculately conceived. Only our Blessed Mother, created by God like all of us, had the privilege of the Immaculate Conception in the womb of St. Anne. Today's liturgy tells us in no uncertain terms that she was destined to be the Mother of God, and thus God prepared her for this mission by granting her the graces necessary in large amounts. Many are the theologians of the Church who tell us that her dignity of Mother of God makes this clear to us. In fact, they say that at her birth, she already had more graces than all the other saints put together at the end of their lives. Moreover, destined to be the Mother of the Redeemer, Our Lady was also destined to be our mediatrix. This is why in the Mass for the Nativity of Our Lady, the passage from the book of Ecclesiastes is applied to her. In me is all the grace of the way and of the truth. In me gratia omnis vie et veritatis. It is said of the way because through Mary all graces are dispensed to those who are still on the road to heaven. Of the truth, because through Mary is given the light of truth. In me is all hope of life and of virtue. In me omnes spes vitae et virtutis. Of life, because through Mary we hope to attain the life of grace upon the earth, and of glory in heaven, and of virtue, because through Mary virtue is obtained, most especially the theological virtues, which are the principal virtues of the saints. Mary, by her intercession, obtains for her servants the gifts of divine love, holy fear, celestial light, and of holy confidence. Our heavenly child, because she was appointed mediatrix of the world, as well as predestined to be the mother of the Redeemer, even from the first moment of her life, received grace greater than all of the saints united. Hence, how lovely in the sight of heaven and earth was the beautiful soul of that happy infant, although still enclosed in the womb of her mother. Secondly, many other theologians who teach that the holy infant, when she received sanctifying grace in the womb of St. Anne, received at the same time the perfect use of reason, with a great divine light corresponding to the grace with which she was enriched. Hence, we may believe that from the first moment when her pure soul was united to her most pure body, she was enlightened with divine wisdom to comprehend eternal truths, the beauty of virtue, above all the infinite goodness of her God, and how much he deserves to be loved by all men. Because of the particular graces with which he had adorned her and distinguished her from all creatures, preserving her from the stain of original sin, bestowing on her a grace so abundant, and destining her for the Mother of the Word and Queen of the Universe, she loved God more than all other creatures combined. Let us not fail to turn to Our Lady, who will surely come to our aid to teach us how to respond to the inspiration of her spouse, the Holy Spirit. Ask her to intercede for us for the many graces we need for our daily life. Ask her to teach us to correspond with those graces. And ask her to teach us to love God with all our heart, mind, and soul, and also our neighbor as ourselves. O Mary, Mother of God, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.